Africa Curriculum Day will be observed this Saturday, September 7th. It will celebrate the strong bonds and diplomatic relationships between Caribbean countries and their African counterparts. Cultural Officer Maxine Brown tells NBC News, the Ministry of Culture will be hosting a series of activities this Friday, September 6th, to commemorate Africa Curriculum Day 2024.
This day is a yearly event on our cultural calendar at the Department of Culture. This is in keeping with a decision taken at the inaugural Africa Curriculum Summit, which was held on the 7th of September 2021. And basically, through this meeting, they have established an annual acknowledgement to signify our ongoing commitment to strengthen our relationship between the Caribbean community, CARICOM, and Africa. So here we are. We are Caribbean people, African roots and African heritage. And we thought, since we have this awesome collaboration, how can we strengthen it? So it was established, and this day is called Africa CARICOM Day. And every year, it's celebrated on September 7th.
Brown outlines some of the programs which the Ministry of Culture will be hosting this Friday in capital Kingston to celebrate Africa CARICOM Day.
But this year, we have chosen to celebrate the day on the Friday instead of the Saturday. The theme this year is, of course, the main heading, Africa CARICOM Day, celebrate under the theme, celebrating who we are as a people. And we have a great package in store for people this Friday, September 6th. It starts at 10 o'clock at the old car park next to the ministerial building. That's where the old treasury building used to be. We start off with cultural programming. Of course, whatever program we have, we have speeches from ministerial officials. And of course, this year we have on board Redo. And then there's drumming, there's dancing, all areas of performing arts. You'll be entertained on this day as we celebrate who we are, the people, Africa CARICOM Day. We'll also have vendors who will display craft items. We have a vendor who's from Africa and will be bringing some indigenous food on showcase.
Brown explains how anyone can get involved in the activities and what the ministry is hoping to achieve from hosting these activities to observe Africa CARICOM Day.
And so you can come at the old Treasury Building car park, that's what we call it now, where you'll be having whole entertainment. We have it in segments. We start at 10 o'clock sharp, and we have music and drumming, singing. And we have the second segment, which is from about 11 o'clock, where we have DJ music, of course, in keeping with the theme, celebrating who we are, the people, Africa CARICOM, this is a CARICOM song, African songs. We have a band of resonance present with us during the lunch hour period. So during the lunch hour, we could come over, display a fashion show. And on this day, like we did last year, we appeal to the general public to wear the Caribbean colors, the African colors, and come out and celebrate who we are, Africa, CARICOM community. And just have a good time as we celebrate who we are as a people, the CARICOM Day. Come and celebrate with us.
Cultural Officer Maxine Brown. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.